My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Rick Spielman, the former NFL GM, did a great job in the National Football League as an executive for so many years. Now works at CBS, SiriusXM NFL, among other places. Joins us on Grant and Danny to discuss the 2024 NFL season ahead. And first of all, Rick, so far so good. You were involved in helping to hire Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, part of the search firm with Josh Harris. And I got to say, all systems go here as we get ready for week one. The early returns are excellent. So congratulations and job well done.
And thank you.
Yeah, I'm more worried about, did the Lunchable fill you up or did you need two?
Because
it sounded intriguing. I just didn't know if one Lunchable can fill you up.
The answer is no to that. I would need about 11 of them. So the one container of Lunchable comes with what I believe was like maybe 10 crackers.
Uh-huh.
But I made little cracker sandwiches. So I did one piece of cheese, one piece of ham, and then the two crackers.
So now his cracker to ham and cheese ratio is all off for the last part of it, Rick.
It was askew. So I had three little mini cracker sandwiches, and no, I'm not close to filled up.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was concerned about it going forward and if you had enough energy to get through the rest of the show today.
I don't. At about 4:45 or so, right before we talk to Booger McFarlane, I'll need a nap.
Well, yeah, no, thanks for having me on. And no, I'm excited what DQ and Adam have done so far, just starting back in the offseason, what they were able to accomplish in the draft and just, you know, changing that culture up there. And DQ is a culture changer. You know, impressed with the vets that they brought in as far as those guys being leaders and establishing, you know, that locker room on what DQ wants down there. And I thought Adam and his crew did a great job in the draft. Looks like they got their franchise quarterback. So still got some work to do. You know, doesn't happen overnight, but they, for their first year working together, I thought right now it looks like great returns, but we could be saying something different. Who knows, a week from now, because it's like everybody, if you lose, then okay, the whole thing is just horrible.
Yeah, everything is a disaster, right?
Yeah. But have patience. These guys are going to do a great job.
Rick, in your long experience atop the NFL, if there was one way to do this, there was an exact formula, everyone that didn't follow it would be ridiculed, you know, rightfully so. But nobody's got the silver bullet or the perfect way to develop a young quarterback. What is your view? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, I think that they're doing a great job. I had an opportunity to go down and watch Jaden in the combined practices in Miami when they were down there. Then they actually moved the two-minute drill because it was so hot outside into the indoor. But I was thoroughly impressed with what Cliff Kingsbury has done and just understanding how to bring a young quarterback along. And everybody has different ways of doing it. You know, when I got an opportunity to talk to Bobby Slowick this offseason and how they handled C.J. Stroud was totally different than how Carolina handled Bryce Young. C.J. Stroud, they kind of spoon-fed him, and then the more he got comfortable, the more they kept layering on the offense, which paid dividends for the Houston Texans, and they had a great year. he ended up becoming Offensive Rookie of the Year, where it looked like when you watch Bryce Young, understanding they didn't have the same talent level, but it looked like he was drinking out of a fire hose the whole season, just by looking like they just put too much on his plate. But just what I had the observation to watch during the preseason and what I saw watching the practices down there, I think that everybody should be very excited about Jaden Daniels.
Well, and that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about, Rick. In your time and your full, you know, over the years of being an executive, what was your best practice in terms of saying, okay, we got a young quarterback here where he's here because we weren't great in previous years, right? This is a 4-13 team that he's taken over. There's been a lot of personnel changes. What's the best way to ensure his success? What was your governing philosophy over the years as an exec?
I would just throw the ball to the coach. We have him now. So it's up to you to figure out, because I'm not sitting in the meetings with him every day.
Right.
So you know where that kid is, how he's handling, you know, the protections, how he's handling the meetings. And Jaden's a very mature young quarterback and has a lot of playing experience. And that showed up in the preseason. In fact, just to be honest with you, when I watched all these rookie quarterbacks, the first six, you know, and I understand J.J. McCarthy only played in the first one before he got hurt. Michael Penix had a really nice opener against Tampa, and then they sat in the rest. But I was thoroughly impressed with these guys coming in and how they were. And I know it's, you know, cover one, man coverage, or some kind of cover two, cover three on the back end. Couple blitzes here and there, but it's going to be different when you actually game plan and the varsity's out there. But I thought you can see their experiences that they've had through college. And when you look at Jaden Daniels and his adversities that he's overcome, just like Jalen Hurts overcame adversity from getting sat at Alabama to going to Oklahoma to going on and being the quarterback he is. You know, Jane came from Arizona State, and no one, you know, everybody thought he was a third day pick going into last season. And then he ends up being the number two overall pick, well deserved because of what he was able to accomplish. So I'm sure they got a game plan in place, but coaches get paid a lot of money too to figure out what they have to do to make sure this quarterback's successful.
Rick Spielman, former GM in the NFL, on Grant and Danny. I want to go back to you mentioning the free agency that Washington had and how busy they were. Going as veteran heavy as they did and as 1 year deal heavy as they were able to, you would think works against a rebuild in some way. I think they have the most players in the league with 4 or more years experience or something like that, that they added this year. What do you make of that? Like, what do you think they're trying to accomplish getting as older as they did this offseason?
One, that most of the guys that they brought in had some familiarity with Adam or with DQ or with some of the coaches. Two, every one of those guys are not only still good football players, but high character, high quality people. And I think when you're starting from scratch, like both Adam and DQ are, that you want to bring in guys that you know are going to do everything the right way to set the tone for the younger guys. And I think, you know, I think they're going to win more games than people think they're going to be. You know, it depends. The offensive line holds up. You know, they traded Dotson to Philly, which was kind of an interesting move, but they were able to pick up Noah Brown. So, but a lot of the guys that they brought in, they had some kind of relationship with or some kind that knew when they brought them in that it was going to establish the culture that they want going forward. And they did a great job not overpaying. I mean, they gave a lot of short-term deals to these guys, and who knows where it goes. If they play well, maybe they get extensions. But for the first year, it's just getting everything going in the right direction in the way that both of those, Adam and DQ, see how they want this franchise to go forward. But they did it with not like a total rebuild. Like you said, they brought in some quality vets that I think are going to help them win some games, and I believe they're going to surprise some people this year.
Longtime NFL exec Rick Spielman with us here on G&D. You mentioned that Dotson trade, Rick. From outside looking in, what did you make of that?
Well, sometimes when you have make a move like that, it sometimes it's just not the right fit. Doesn't mean he was not a good player, or it's just something that, hey, this isn't going to work out. And I don't know behind the scenes what was going on or why it was, but if they felt that it wasn't the right thing for them to go forward with, then great, get what you can for them. And I think Adam did a great job with that. But I know Luke McCaffrey, I know he's going to surprise some people as a rookie, you know, and then bringing in the Noah Browns of the world and guys like that. And Zakikis also had a really good preseason. So they felt that they had the ability to move on from Dotson, especially if he wasn't buying in. And I don't know that for a fact or not, but they felt that that was the best move for them to go forward.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Rick Spielman on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Let's extrapolate the conversation out to the rest of the NFL. We'll start
with
the division,
though. Okay, so if I'm going to do these, we're going to stay to 2, maybe 3-word syllables. But you're That's Lunchable. It's kicking in right now. I can feel it.
You got juice.
You got me right after the Lunchable. So you're getting the best of me right now. An hour from now, you would have missed out. The NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles seem like the two teams everyone's kind of trying to figure out who's going to wear the pants. Who do you like better of those two?
I thought, you know, the Eagles, and Howie is always aggressive going out and trying to improve that roster. They have 2 new offensive defensive coordinator in Kellen Moore and bringing in Vic Fangio on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they were aggressive, and Howie's always aggressive trying to address all the needs on his team, whether it's free agency, but they're in that Super Bowl window right now. And then Dallas, you know, that's kind of been a mystery to everybody when the owner says all in, but they didn't really make any significant moves. You know, they had a pretty solid draft. I like the Guyton, the tackle. I think he's going to have a bright future ahead of him, but he's going to have some growing pains. So they were able to get CeeDee Lamb done, which I thought was critical, but how they're handling the quarterback, you know, I don't know. But I lean towards Philly right now, just based off everything through the preseason.
Hey, as a GM, I want to get your perspective on some of the holdouts and hold-ins. I think the only guy we still have now is Hassan Reddick, who is not reported yet to the Jets. There's still some weirdness with Ja'Marr Chase kind of holding in with the Bengals. But it does seem like this is becoming more prevalent, even though with the new CBA, because of the fines, it seems like players shouldn't be able to the extent that they used to. What did you make of the various situations this offseason and just where we're at kind of big picture with some of the holdouts in the league?
Yeah, well, the Hassan Reddick situation, do you think he even got a Jets T-shirt to work out in? I think he was only there for the press conference.
Not yet. He doesn't have any team issued gear yet.
Does he even know where the facility is?
Yeah, not yet.
So that's an interesting scenario because every major deal that I was in, you know, like I go back to when we traded for Jared Allen and worked with Carl Peterson on that trade when we got him from Kansas City. But it's always you get the draft compensation in place, but it's always, can we go ahead and talk with the agent so we know if we're going to be able to get an extension done or not? And after, you know, we had the draft compensation kind of worked out, then we talked to Jared Allen's agent and, you know, knew that we were going to be able to get an extension done. And it's the same thing when we moved Stephon Diggs to Buffalo. You know, I said, Brandon, you're more than welcome. Once we have the draft deal in place, go ahead and call his agent, see what you have to do contract-wise or whatever. And then usually the two GMs will, you know, talk back, hey, we're good to go on this end, let him come in past the physical. This one is, I don't know what was said when he came in, when they made the trade, but it seems like both sides are digging in their heels where the Jets aren't going to move unless he's in there, and he's not coming in unless he gets what he thinks he's worth. So I don't know, once that draft compensation was figured out, why, or you wouldn't have an idea if you're going to be able to get a deal done or not.
Rick, how do you see your old stomping grounds, the NFC North, shaking out?
You know, Detroit's the king right now, and I got to be a little biased because my brother's up there, but you know, I think Green Bay's going to give them a pretty significant run for the money. With all the young talent they have up there, with the receivers, with the draft that Brian Gutekunst has put together, Jordan Love looked like a totally different quarterback second half of the season. It seemed like him and Matt LaFleur figured out what he does best. And that showed up. It showed up in a playoff game when they went down and trounced Dallas, and they gave San Francisco a run for the money as well. So I think that they're a young football team that's only going to get better. And now bringing in Jeff Hafley as their defensive coordinator, used to be the head coach up at Boston College, will be – they're more athletic on defense. I think they're going to do a lot more things. They were an odd front team. Now they're going to an even front, so I'm anxious to see what that defense looks like. But they do have a lot of athletes on the defensive side of the ball. So – I think it's going to come down between Detroit and Green Bay. I think that'll be the one who stays the healthiest will probably end up winning that division.
How much of a chance do you give the Chiefs to three-peat? It's never happened before. It felt like last year in the regular season they were taking on some water and then they kind of flipped a switch in the playoffs. But they've got plenty of challengers in the AFC with Burrow back healthy in Cincinnati, the AFC North loaded up. What do you think of Kansas City?
Yeah, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, with even though their defense end up, in my opinion, winning the Super Bowl for him. And Mahomes, there's no one better right now and maybe one of the best to ever play the game by the time it's said and done. And the combination of him and Andy Reid are tough to beat. But that is a tall task to say that you're going to, you know, set history coming up. Do they address their needs? Yeah, they address all the receiver needs. I was surprised Rasheed Rice didn't get suspended yet. I don't know if that'll come later or they'll just keep going through the process until they figure out if he's going to get suspended or not. So, and Xavier Worthy, the intriguing trade with Buffalo, you know, Buffalo moving back and giving Kansas City Worthy. So they're going to be fast. Definitely, and I think they're going to be much improved on the offensive side of the ball, and Coach Spags is probably the best defensive coordinator in the league right now, the way he develops some plays, all that talent. But I didn't have him. Some people, I had to do some predictions. I didn't have him making it to the Super Bowl this year. I had him getting beat by Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game.
Well, let's go there. That AFC North to me is just a buzzsaw at the, you know, top to bottom. I don't think there's a bad team. There's some questions certainly about maybe a couple of them, but so it seems like you got Cincinnati doing really well in that division. How do you think it shakes out?
I think it's Cincinnati's division to lose if they stay healthy because of Joe Burrow, and hopefully they figure out this little situation with Jamar Chase. I know I got an opportunity to sit down and interview Jamar a couple years ago, and he knew that I drafted Justin Jefferson. So I said, who's really better? Is it Justin or you? And he had no question in his mind that it was him. And so I imagine in this contract, you're going to see something just a hair above.
With 2 cents Jefferson more than Jefferson.
You. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just for a pride factor, if anything else. I know these two are very close, but they're very competitive with each other as well. But I think, like I said, as long as Joe Burrow stays healthy, they'll be better on the defense. You know, everybody knows that Cleveland Browns situation. They got a championship caliber defense. They got playmakers on the offense. But does Deshaun Watson actually finally perform to what they traded for in the compensation they gave him in a contract? And he doesn't maybe have to play to that, but can he play well enough for them to compete? You know, so I think it all comes down to how Deshaun, if he stays healthy and if he plays. You know, Pittsburgh will be interesting to see with Arthur Smith coming in. I think they're going to be a more physical offense. They're always going to be great on the defensive side of the ball. And the only concern I had with Baltimore was I believe they're going to have three new starters up front on the offensive line. And if you look at their coaching staff, okay, they lost Mike McDonald as a head coach to Seattle. You know, Anthony Weaver is down as a defensive coordinator now in Miami. And Wilson, Bernard Wilson, is now the defensive coordinator in Tennessee. So they lost three pretty critical coaches on the defensive side of the ball. And Orr is going to be the new defensive coordinator, former player. Harbaugh does a great job not only developing players but developing coaches as well. So I think there'll be some question. Everybody's going to anxiously see if there's any drop-off, especially with all the coaches that they lost on the defensive side of the ball. And is that offensive line can come together with the losses they had up front.
Rick, it's always excellent to have you on the show. Can't wait to watch all your content throughout the season. Thanks for the time and enjoy week one.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go get a Lunchable right now.
I'm going to make sure Darius gets your address. I'm going to ship you a Lunchable, all right?
Can I get, at least for doing a show, a Lunchable, anything?
That's what we give our guests, actually. You're in luck. Now, we can't promise that it's still good, that the use-by date, you know, is still going to be fresh when it gets to the house, but it'll be there.
It'll be there.
Okay, but can you put the instructions in? Is it go cracker, cheese, ham, cracker, or the cracker, ham, cheese, cracker?
This is build your own. You get to get cute, get creative.
Yeah, as the chief executive of that Lunchable, it's your call. The final say is yours, man. You're the one who picks up the phone.
You got to go best available.
There's no wrong answer.
You're gonna pick your ham for need, or are you going best available?
Yeah, I'm going first thing that pops into my mouth. Whatever it is. The first thing I see is going in.
Thanks, Rick. We appreciate you, as always. Be good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This is Rick Spielman, former GM, with us on Grant and Danny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots
of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.